And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. Today, I'm going to share five considerations for investing in real estate now. Do you know when it's a great time to make an investment? When there is fear and when others are not doing it. When the crowd is running one direction and they're all pouring in one side, that's when it's a great time to look the other direction. Now, of course, I'm talking about real estate investing, and I'm meaning people outside of Lifestyles Unlimited, but when there's fear and when others are not doing it. Like I said, when that frenzy's headed one way, it's important occasionally to stop, take a breath, remember why you're doing what you're doing in the first place. I'm not saying always take the opposite reaction at all. Just stop, take a breath, look around, think. Yes, humans are emotional. Think with your head, not with your heart. It always feels good to think with your heart. And obviously many decisions we make in life are with the heart without taking that time to put in some consideration and some thought. There's a guy named Warren Buffett. You've probably heard of him. And I say that facetiously, maybe the greatest investor of our lifetime, for sure, maybe the best ever. But he often emphasized the importance of independent thinking in investing. This is a guy that always sees something where others don't. And he's got a great quote. He always says, "Be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful." And right there, he's highlighting the value of going against the crowd and making investment decisions based on analysis rather than popular trends. It's always important. People are pouring money into the stock market right now. There is absolute frenzy in the stock market. And understand what I'm going to say next. I am not a financial advisor. I'm not an expert. I'm just a guy, right? I'm just a husband, a father, a dad, and a real estate investor right here in the great state of Texas. And I'll be a real estate investor for the rest of my life. I was a stock market investor for most of my life, I guess right around age 22 to well into my 40s. And I poured my wages and fiat dollars and blood, sweat, and tears and hard-earned money into that stock market for more than two decades. What did it get me? Mediocrity. 13 years ago, I started buying real estate. My net worth has magnified since I began real estate investing. In the stock market, what did my net worth do? It creeped up. But today, as a real estate investor, my net worth gains in leaps and bounds. Now, let's talk about the stock market. I want to share why it's inflated for two primary reasons. Again, I'm not a financial stock market guru, just a guy. I'm here to share what I do, my strategies, my story. But these two primary reasons. One, your dollar today is worth less, period. Inflation. Those dollars are worth less. Therefore, they are inflating the indices of the stock market. As a nation, we continue to print money at an incredible rate, and no one seems concerned about it. We're overspending by $1 trillion every year, $1 trillion. Most nations around the world don't even have a GDP of $1 trillion, and we're overspending by $1 trillion, not every year, every quarter. It's astounding. It's unsustainable. And the greater amount of spending creates more of these fiat dollars, it means more are naturally going to end up in the stock market. The stock market is, after all, where we, as a society, as people that want to do the right thing, that want to get ahead, it's where we've been conditioned our whole life to put our money. But you know where very few people put their money? Very few. Investment real estate. The number of people as a percentage of investors in this country, all investors, you put them all in one pile, 7% of them are real estate investors, only 7%. The other 93% choose to invest their money in different avenues and different assets other than cash flowing rental real estate. Now, at this time, this period, not only people not buying real estate, the amount of real estate purchased by people as a whole is down. Even personal home sales are at an all-time low. They're at a 37-year low. And others, even some real estate investors, they've pulled back. Inflation, interest rates, the election, uncertainty. When there's uncertainty, people freeze. But those of us who take a moment to stop and breathe and look at the analysis, real estate investors, we realize right now is an excellent time to buy. The upside is coming. We are in the trough right now. We are buying today. I was buying yesterday. I'm buying today, and I'll be buying tomorrow. I just reviewed a deal this past weekend. Right now is an excellent time to buy. And I'm talking to you people out there that are not real estate investors, yet you feel you're either not a real estate investor or you've just completely put on the brakes, you've stopped. Those are the people I want to talk to today. But I also want to talk to those people that feel they're getting nowhere financially. Maybe the people that have never considered real estate investing in their life. That same person I was in my 40s. Maybe you're middle-aged, maybe you're married, you and your spouse work, you both make decent income, yet it always seems you're not getting ahead, check to check to check, unexpected expenses, right? They're a burden. I have them. They hit. I'm not happy when they hit, but I pay it because that is replaced with my passive income. It just fills in again. I just got a notice this morning from one of my properties that a distribution will be hitting my account. I love getting those emails. Hey, just an email, some money's going to be hitting your account based on this investment. Keep an eye on it. But for those of you out there, you've got a good career, you make decent money, you're struggling just to get ahead, running through wet cement. I've been there. The struggle is real, as they say. Well, how many of you out there are living the life of the vision you had when you were in your 20s, right? The financial life. If you're living a great life and doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, good for you. If you've got a great family situation, good for you. That's awesome. How is your financial situation? How much time do you have for yourself? How much time do you have for each other? How much time do you have for the family? Are vacations difficult? I'll tell you why they're difficult. Travel is expensive. It's more expensive than ever. But the main reason, when I was in corporate America, vacations were difficult because I was always worried about the J-O-B, right? How many of you can not get away because no one does your job and it just stacks up? And so you're constantly, you can't even really relax, or it takes you 3 days to finally relax, but you only have a 5 day week vacation. And what happens the day before you have to leave? I was there. I know what happened. The day before you have to leave, you can't relax because you're immediately wondering what you're going to walk into in the office, right? Vacations are a challenge. Those of you that have a 401k, and most of you listening to this show probably do have a 401k. If you are not a real estate investor, you're doing your best to feed it. What do they tell you? 20% of your income, 20%, and pay the 401k first. Yes, that's difficult. Requires sacrifice. How many of you out there know that in the back of your mind, you're never going to have the money you need by the time you're 65 to enjoy a dignified retirement? That was me. How many of you out there know that a major medical emergency, major car expense, home repair would set you way back and cause a financial crisis with your expenses? That was me, right? Or how about a combination of those events? That you have the medical emergency and a tree falls on your house. Many of you out there, you got the money to handle that. Not only that, if you spend the money out of your emergency fund, what replaces it? Well, I'll tell you what replaces mine: passive income coming in each and every month. I hope I'm resonating with some of you that are not investing in real estate, because everything I'm talking about can be solved with passive income. I didn't know it at the time. I just knew I needed a different path and started buying real estate. And then I realized, boy, I need an education. So I found Lifestyles Unlimited, because that's what Lifestyles Unlimited is. It's an educational and mentoring group. And once I got in there, I was like, wow, I didn't even know about all these other advantages. Passive income. I had bought real estate in a self-directed IRA. It was the silliest thing on the planet, yet many people think that's a good idea. Well, if you love your IRA, it's a good idea. If you like the fact that, hey, all this money is going to come in and I don't get to keep it, my IRA does. If that's you, knock yourself out. We don't teach that. We don't advise it. We want the money to come to you, so that you can deal. So let's think about the self-directed real estate IRA. If I did have, I still had the same problems in life with real estate in the self-directed IRA that I did before I had real estate in the self-directed IRA, right? So I never solved those problems. I just thought that was a wealth creation vehicle, but it didn't solve the everyday unexpected expenses. It didn't solve having the money for the vacation, right? So that is the difference. Finally, you know what? I admitted to myself that I was going to do something different. And when I did learn proper real estate investing techniques from Lifestyles Unlimited, that's when all these other advantages hit me. The passive income, equity capture. Didn't even know what that was. I was like, what is equity capture? Oh, we're going to buy a distressed home. What? Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? I don't want to buy a distressed home. That everything we teach is counterintuitive. Absolutely 100%. When I was in school as a kid, I made excellent grades. Excellent. I was at the top 10% of my class. My junior year in high school, I took the SAT and was selected to every college I applied to my junior year. Okay. So I go to college. What did I do? Go to college, get out of college, work, get married, had kids, enrolled in the company 401k and worked even harder and worked harder, climbed that corporate ladder, excelled, kept going. But that whole time in my life, my job came first. I'm going to share with you, this is appalling when I think back on it, but two different times, I've got three kids, two different times while my wife was in labor, okay? Is the kid going to be born right now? Nope. She's in labor and it's going to be a few hours. You know what I was doing? I was stepping out to call the office. I remember with my first kid, cell phones were fairly new, and the hospital would not allow your cell phone to be on when you're in the hospital. So I would walk down the hall, walk down another hall, walk outside, turn on my cell phone, make sure I had a tower, and then I would call the office. And in the meantime, my wife was in labor with my child. Unbelievably appalling. But that's what I was conditioned to do. Work, work, work. This is what you do. This is how you get ahead in life. And I was concerned about all the wrong things until I found real estate. Now is a great time to buy, my friend, for all the right reasons.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it. Want to build wealth, impacting your family for generations? Del Wamsley and his Lifestyles Unlimited team are educating folks just like you how to become real estate retired, even winning awards like Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275 and it's worth $19 million now. So
wait, whoa, 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 whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
With over 33 years teaching real people the roadmap to real estate retiring, we want to meet you. Join Lifestyles Unlimited for $297 and save 60% off the regular price. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297. That's $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. You want to learn more how we do it, how we make money from single-family property and on multifamily properties, I invite you to attend our free workshop. You can find that at freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Once you have one property that is paying you $200, $300, $400, $500 a month in that passive income, you're going to want a second one. They're like Pringles, friends. You just can't eat one. You're going to stack them up, and life's going to get sweeter each time you do. Right now, five considerations to begin investing in real estate. Number one, real estate pricing is trending down while rental demand is going up. That's a sweet spot, right? You can purchase real estate because the prices are coming down. It's a great time to buy. We buy all the time. We buy in up markets. We buy in flat markets. We buy in down markets. But I'm telling you, the pricing as a whole is trending down. Rental demand is going up. This is a buyer's market. Now, I'm talking about specific homes. I'm not saying go roam through new construction and go, Mike, prices are up 3.5% new construction. No, I'm talking about these distressed properties, these properties that people that need to be sold for whatever reason, right? Life gets in the way, death, divorce, job move, what have you. People have to sell houses, but a lot of them haven't been able to sell their home because they haven't wanted to admit they wanted to sell it for 2021 pricing. Well, that'd be nice. 2021 pricing was a couple of years ago, last time I checked. You can't sell in 2024 at 2021 pricing. Therefore, we are in a buyer's market for the specific type of property that we teach you to target. I'll tell you, I have not seen this in over 10 years. It's been a seller's market for the last several years. Again, I was buying the entire time, but I want to stress the importance that as a real estate investor, unlike as a stock market investor, you can make money when the markets trend up. You can make markets when they're flat, and you can make markets when it trends down. You're probably going, well, Mike, how do I make money if home values are trending down and I buy it and they go down? I'll tell you, if they go down, you don't have to sell. You have a resident in that property paying you monthly rent, right? Each and every month you hold on to your properties. When it's not a good time to sell, real estate investors, we're not selling our properties, right? We're just holding on to them till it is a good time to sell. That's what we do. That's how we make money in the different markets. But if you've been sitting on the sidelines because the past you believed it was too hot, too expensive, okay, well, now's your opportunity. But I'll also tell you, there are fewer buyers. Go back to that first segment, what I'm talking about. There are fewer buyers today, and homes are staying on the market longer. That gives you another advantage. It means you can negotiate. You can make an offer. We weren't able to do that a few years ago. I sold a property in 2021, and I had numerous offers on that property, and the price was bid up. It sold for more than I was selling the property for, right? We listed it for A, and it sold for A plus. I think it sold for $15,000 more than we were asking. It's not 2021 anymore. It's 2024. So sellers are having to admit reality, right? These are strategies. Negotiation wouldn't have worked a couple of years ago. It works today because you might be the only buyer, okay? You might be the only buyer. Do you ever feel like as a person, as an investor, you're the last one to learn that a particular investment or asset class to invest in would be just absolutely fantastic? Hindsight's 2020. I'll ask it a different way. How many of you folks out there bought 1,000 shares of Google stock, Apple stock, Facebook, Tesla, insert whatever company that has skyrocketed over the last two decades in value? How many of you bought 1,000 shares when Microsoft first came out? If you did, you're not listening to me now. Awesome. Or there's a lot of sad stories out there about people who bought those and then they sold early. They didn't hang on to it and become mega millionaires like many of them. But I don't think any of you listening to me did that. I didn't do it. But here's where I'm going to share some insider information. Do you know who is gobbling up real estate, single family real estate right now in this country, today, right now, single family and multifamily? Now, I mean, besides Lifestyles Unlimited members, besides us that are very excited about this time, I'll tell you, the big corporations are buying residential real estate, multifamily and single family real estate, just exactly what we teach you to buy here at Lifestyles Unlimited and have been teaching for 30 years. The corporate gorillas are gobbling it up. Blackstone, Brookfield, KKR, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. You know what one of the hottest markets in Texas is right now? There's a product, I guess, product term or class. They call it build to rent, right? They'll build an entire subdivision and these corporations will buy all the houses. And the folks supplying those build-to-rent assets, they'll tell you that they have work booked out. I mean, boom, 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 it continues to grow. Those are people like D.R. Horton. There's another company that's a regional company. I believe they've got four or five offices across the country. Catamount Constructors, you can look them up. C-A-T-A, or Catamount, I believe. It's either Catamount or Catamount. But they're bursting at the seams as build-to-rent. I actually think Catamount or Catamount is the largest build-to-rent entity here in the state of Texas. Build-to-rent is bigger than it's ever been. Why? Because back to what I said early on, single-family rental demand is up. Every analysis says rental demand will continue to grow. So my question for you is this. Do you think JP Morgan Chase, KKR, Blackstone, Goldman Sachs, do you think they're smart? Do you think they see opportunity? Of course they do. They know that demand, basically that home sales are at a 37-year low, but demand for rental real estate is growing. Their confidence is high in this asset class. My second question is, what can you do in real estate that you can't do in the stock market? Well, you can mimic those large players just on a much smaller level. The little guy, you and me, we can go buy real estate and make tremendous money on that purchase, just like the big corporations. I will tell you this, the small investor, this is the only asset class where the small investor, where we have better advantages than the mega corporation. And you may be saying, well, Mike, how can we have better advantages than the mega corporations? These giant firms, right? These firms that have skyscrapers full of analysts working for them. I'll tell you why. Because they're so big, they're so giant, they can't adjust as quickly. They can't adjust with dexterity like we can. Real estate is local, so we can pivot, move, adjust, and make decisions that they can't. And we can make those decisions on the fly. The tax considerations, if for no other reason, and it's just one of the reasons, is so tremendous. When you build up a real estate portfolio, a cash flow snowball, it reduces that burden. We're following the laws they wrote, right? I didn't write the laws. They wrote them. We just follow it. One example, we can depreciate the income of those single family properties against the asset itself, right? Because it's no longer a rental home for IRS purposes. It's a business. So what can you do with a business? You can depreciate it 27 and a half years. So just for example, a $275,000 house, we're usually buying homes that are less expensive than that. But if you bought one for $275,000, you can depreciate $10,000. It means if you set it up properly and you keep your cash flow on an annual basis, your return after you do the PITI to less than $10,000 a year, then you're depreciating that income against your loss. And what happens? That income becomes tax-free. That's a bump right there. That's just one of the reasons. We do the same as passive investors in apartment communities. Yes, I still have numerous tax advantages because basically my passive income can be offset with passive losses. Again, phantom losses. We get a statement called a K-1, and we're able to depreciate that asset. Now, there's more. We do cost segregation. We depreciate a multifamily property differently, typically, than we would a single family property. There are some advanced ways to do it. Again, we can teach that, and we have great vendors on our vendor list that can help you. But basically, I might have an apartment community that I've invested $100,000 in, let's say. I got $8,000 back last year in distributions. That's an 8% return. And then I have all the depreciation from that property, but I can also stack the depreciation from other properties against that income. It's beautiful. And it all it's doing is reducing your tax burden, oftentimes down to zero, property by property by property. You cannot do that in a 401k. You just don't have that advantage, right? You basically, a 401k is a stock portfolio. Stock goes up, you sell, it causes a tax event. Maintain within your 401k. You can't depreciate against your 401k. Can you refinance your 401k? No, there's none of these advantages are out there. And those of you that own a 401k, many people think because the money is taken out of their check, this is common amongst people, they think that because that W-2 income is taken out of their check pre-tax, that they're not going to pay tax when they pull that money out of their 401k. It's a common belief. It is a wrong belief. When you pull money out of that 401k, when you're old, after you've saved that bag of money, you're going to be taxed on that, just like ordinary income. Now, a lot of people also say, well, I'm just going to take my Social Security and I'm going to put it with my distribution. All you're doing is bumping up your income. And what happens when you bump up your income? Uncle Sam shows up again and he goes, congratulations, you just moved into a higher tax bracket. I'd like a little more of what you have. I know you don't have any income now. You saved all your money, but I still want to take a bigger check because you were such a good saver. You're pulling out so much. I need to raise your tax rate. Friends, get into real estate for the tax advantages. The last consideration, you need to take this one home with you. For those of you that are not real estate investors, you know real estate investing works. You know it. How do you know it? Because your parents, your grandparents, your friends, your family, way back when somebody purchased a property and you know about this property. Maybe you visit this property every Sunday. Yep, Dad bought this property in 1970 for $54,000, and it's worth $1.2 million today. That's real estate in action right there. That's appreciation, and really appreciation's the last reason we buy, but you know real estate works. I was talking to a lady who's got a house about one block off of Zilker Park. She bought it in the late 70s. Her dad told her not to buy it. I think she said she paid $72,000 for it in 1978, something like that. Her dad was telling her, no, 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 no. That property is worth $1.4 million today. She added an apartment, a garage a few years back. She leases out that apartment garage I think for like $2,500 a month, something insane. But friends, you know real estate works. The homes that were purchased by your parents and your grandparents in the past, the ranch that was bought way back when, is worth millions today, or it's tripled or quadrupled in value. You know it works. Take a look. Come see what we have. Free workshop, livestream.com. My name's Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.